Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Silcoats North Parish Church. This programme is part of a series in which we're looking into parables of life. What is life all about? How would you describe life? How do you understand what your life is all about? In other programmes, we've thought about life in terms of being a journey, a voyage of discovery, an adventure, a roller coaster, a jungle, a school of hard knocks. Alternatively, it's like sunbathing on the beach, or it is a dance, having a ball. It's about seizing the moment, or about helping others. Whatever your attitude to life, and of course our attitudes may vary from day to day, hour to hour, it helps us to have positive pictures in mind rather than negative ones. I'm convinced that our mental pictures, our parables of life, hugely enrich or impoverish our quality of life. So let's delve into some thoughts and music on the subject, and hopefully your life will be greatly enhanced. In this particular program in the series, we're considering life as a striving. We have to struggle and strive just to be born, and we arrive running in this regard. We feel we have to howl the house down to make sure that parents feed us, clothe us, wash us, and cuddle us. We are born with an inbuilt curiosity and a desire to learn and grow. Continually asking questions like why, but why, and why again and again. Here's John Denver singing this primal, basic, fundamental human instinct.
There are children raised in sorrow on a scorched and barren plain. There are children raised beneath the golden sun. There are children of the water, children of the sand, and they cry out through the universe, their voices raised as one. I want to live, I want to grow, I want to see, I want to know, I want to share what I can give, I want to be, I want to live.
The basic human instinct to struggle and strive takes many forms and directions in the course of our lives. We are born with a natural curiosity and desire to learn, but we can learn good tricks or bad tricks. We can be clever scholars or we can be clever devils. Our healthy aspirations can become unhealthy obsessions. Our appetites can be healthy or unhealthy, within self-control or beyond our control. Our willpower can be channeled constructively or destructively. Our time, talents, and money can be used for good or ill. Our basic human abilities can be wonderful servants or terrible masters. We can possess things, or things can possess us. Consider these parables of life, which we see all around us, maybe even within us. This is ABBA, Tracy Chapman, Petula Clark, and Chris de Burgh's Parables of Life.
I'll be working for somebody else until I'm in my grave. I'll be dreaming of a life of ease and mountains, oh, mountains of thanks. Have a big expensive car, drag my furs on the ground. Have a maid I can tell to bring me anything. Everyone will look at me with envy and with greed. Now revel in their attention and mountains, oh mountains of thanks.
Life is never what it seems. We're always searching in our dreams to find that little castle in the air. When worry starts to cloud the mind, it's hard to leave it all behind and just pretend you haven't got a care. There's someone else in your imagination. You wish that you were standing in their shoes. You'd change your life without much hesitation, but would you if you really had to choose? Now don't look around, get your feet back on the ground. It's much better.
Thank you.
You are listening to 3TFM's Holy Half Hour as we think about our own parables of life. In this programme, we're focusing on parables of life to do with striving, aspiring, seeking, pursuing, fighting for, struggling, meeting challenges, that sort of thing. If we don't like to think of life in terms of one long bargain hunt, striving for money and material things, keeping up with the Joneses and getting one over them, we might see life as a struggling and a striving and aspiring in another sense. The picture of life is a bit of a rat race, or seeing ourselves as hamsters in wheels running around daft, going in circles, getting nowhere fast. A bit like Kansas, Dolly Parton and Russell Watson here.
Stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way. Step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and you never get the credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5, yeah, they got you where they want you. There's a better life and you think about it, don't you? It's a rich man's game, no matter what they call it, and you spend your life putting money in his wallet. 9 to 5, oh, what a way to make a living. Barely getting
by. There is but one freedom, man running along. Each step that he's taking, a step to his soul. The passion and courage it takes to be there. The spirit of freedom, the life in the air. He knows he can. all hands to the sky, the freedom of running, the freedom to fly. Let no man surround himself with pain, but use it to
Russell Watson has a more positive spin on these thoughts than Kansas or Dolly. Another more positive way to put it is to see life as a refinement process. Any factory receives raw products, then proceeds to refine them into finished articles. We come into life as raw bundles of humanity, with much potentiality. The rough and tumble of life hopefully rubs off our rough edges and refines us, till by the end we become the finished article ready for heaven. Well, that's the theory anyway. But it's a long way round to get there. In the meantime, we face lots of ups and downs, many struggles, many internal and external battles. Life can be a sair fecht, as Dolly, Michael and Joan say.
Shine so brightly.
And while we are fighting with temptations and weaknesses within ourselves and overcoming other people's obstacles and barriers in our way, we also have to contend with what St. Paul calls principalities and powers, the wee devils rolling down marbles to trip us up, even as we struggle to climb up mountain sides. But with God's help, we will take them all on, as Alvin Slaughter sings here.
Father, your word says that our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and rulers of this dark age. But you have designed and ordained armor and weapons for us to come against the wickedness in high places. Right now, we put on the helmet of salvation. We lift up the shield of faith. We clothe ourselves with the breastplate of righteousness. And we pick up the sword of truth. And in the mighty name of Jesus, our Savior, we declare war in the heavenlies.
Making war.
Another similar parable of life is to see life as being caught in a storm.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm, there's a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on.
Here's the fisherman from Fraserburgh's song about coming through the storms of life.
I have journeyed through the long dark night, out on the open sea. By faith alone, sight unknown, met his eyes are watching me. The anchor holds, though the ship is battered. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. Holds, in spite of the storm.
Thanks, Derek Carroll. All our parables of life in this program have been to do with striving. In keeping with that, we are striving to keep within the Holy Half Hour's half-hour limit. So we haven't time left to play you John Denver's parabolic song about the flower that shatters the stone, like the weed which pushes up through our tarmac adam in the driveway, or Andrew Lloyd Webber's song about learning from our mistakes, Could We Start Again Please, or Charlie Lansbury's Growing Old, which is about trying to hold on to old-fashioned values in our modern age. So if we only have time left for one track which sums up life as a striving in a positive way, with God's help of course, then this is it. Go for it, Martin Luther King. Bye for now.
We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I've joined hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators, but we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadow, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the buoyancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And so as I leave you this evening, I say, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the parliament.